James Madison said, "Ambition must be made to counteract ambition." He was talking about the checks and balances of power among the co-equal legislative, executive, and judicial branches of the federal government. But most states, including Oklahoma, designed their governmental structures with something similar in mind: three branches, with no single branch more powerful than the others. Which brings me to an issue that's been building steam over the past couple of years and came to a head last week at the state capitol. Some have called it a constitutional crisis, although each side has a very different view as to what the critical issue is and what needs to be done to resolve it. In state government, there are often waves of ideas that move from state to state. One of those is focused on the judiciary and how judges rule on business-related issues. In Oklahoma, the spotlight has narrowed to the Supreme Court, which has held unconstitutional laws on tort reform and other issues, usually finding that they violate the single subject requirement of state constitution. Ideas have been floated to subject judges to term limits, elect them on a partisan basis, allow the governor to appoint the chief justice, and others. This session, the idea that came closest to realization was to remove the Oklahoma Bar Association's authority to choose, by election among its members, the six attorney members of the Judicial Nominating Commission. The 15-member panel makes recommendations to the governor for judicial nominees. Six other members are appointed by the governor, one each by House and Senate leaders, and one by the commission itself. The commission was established in the mid-1960s after a Supreme Court corruption scandal. Before then, justices were elected. One of several reforms enacted following the scandal was to appoint them and put potential nominees through a detailed vetting process, which is the role the commission plays. There was passionate debate on both sides of the issue in the House last week. Opponents of changing the JNC said that maintaining the six members elected by non-government officials is vital to an independent judiciary. Supporters of the idea argued that the courts have drifted to the left while they should reflect the views of the people. The effort to revamp appointments to the commission failed on Thursday by about 2-1. The Supreme Court itself inadvertently upped the ante early last week when it issued a stay of execution to two men convicted of murder. Clayton Lockett and Charles Warner challenged the constitutionality of part of the state's lethal injection process, specifically language that keeps confidential the identities of everyone involved in that process. The Court of Criminal Appeals, Oklahoma's court of last resort in criminal matters, said it could not issue a stay because Lockett and Warner were not challenging their convictions or death sentences. One lawmaker filed a resolution calling for impeachment of the five justices who voted for the stay, arguing that they tread on the authority of the Court of Criminal Appeals. The justices issued another opinion lifting the stays and overturning a lower court decision that declared the confidentiality provision unconstitutional. In both opinions, the majority justices outlined their authority to act in the case, but Justice Stephen Taylor issued a caution, reiterating his stance that all issues should have been transferred to the Court of Criminal Appeals. As he said, "I warned this court in my previous dissents against crossing the Rubicon, and now that crossing has caused a quagmire." The judicial revision effort is probably over for this session, which ends in May. But as I've said many times, no idea ever really dies in the Oklahoma legislature. I'm Marie Price with the Journal Record Legislative Report.